All right, what's up, people? What's up? What's happening? Listen, I'm sorry. Now, I know I'm supposed to be on this thing where I'm just, like, talking, you know, constantly, having Perspective Wednesdays. But let me tell you what happened. So I went to go have this Perspective Wisdom Wednesday, like, 4 months ago. and on that Wednesday, I probably had the worst day of all time, right? And I wanted to come up here and talk about it. I wanted to come up here and talk about a whole bunch of different things and just, you know, get my little stuff out there. And maybe if it touched one or two people, it touched one or two people, you know? But I had, like, this blockage. And it wasn't, like, a writer's block or anything like that, because I don't write my shows. I do them impromptu, and I might have, like, a couple of bullet points that I focus on just to keep me in line, because I had one of my good friends tell me that I need to stop being, you know, all over the place, and I got to hone it down and be more organized, which is not bad. That's not bad at all. She gave me some really good insight. So, but the issue was is that I couldn't focus my mind on talking. One thing about me is, and this is just a free show, right? This is not going to be one of those shows where I talk about something specifically. I'll save that for another day, maybe, you know, Monday or Tuesday. Well, today is Monday, but maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll see. And I'll catch y'all up on everything that's been going on as to why I have been neglecting you people. I'm so sorry. So anyways, I couldn't focus my mind on talking. And one thing about me is whenever I am bogged down with a lot of issues, or, you know, my mind is convoluted with a whole bunch of information on how to fix something and other people's opinions and my own opinion for that matter, I get silent. I get quiet, and I can be quiet for weeks. I can be quiet for months. Now, is that hell for the people who are around me and friends and acquaintances with me? Yes, it absolutely is. But I don't mean it to be. I don't mean it to be, you know, a personal thing where I'm taking shots or any of those types of things. It is how I process information. It is how I deal with the hurt and pain without being violent. Despite this demeanor that y'all see that I have, I'm like this like 97% of the time. But there's times where people can push me in the direction where, you know, I can't come back from. And how I grew up is punch you in the face. Zero to punch you in the face. So, and it's not good. That's not good at all. That's not how things are supposed to be. And so I work very hard to keep myself from being a product of the environment that I grew up in and, you know, continue to live in, actually, because for a little while I went away, you know, for the military, but I came right back to the place where I was born and raised at. And I still, once you get back there, you can tell that it's like a certain vibe, or for you spiritual people, it's a certain spirit that is casted over certain places. Not everywhere. So you can't, I don't want people to be like, well, that's not where I'm at. It might not be. You might live in one of those places where the energy is not what the energy is really low, or it's free spirited. So you won't see it, you know, because you might be that type of person, or you might be really agreeable. But for some people who grew up in, you know, inner cities or places with high crime, high poverty, things of that nature, they're always on protection mode. They're always on go. They're always ready to fight. They're always temperamental or protective. You know, everything isn't on the fighting spectrum, but for me, it's on the fighting spectrum. And one thing that I'm getting past and over is curbing how I talk based on how people listen, or based on people's experiences, or how they feel about certain things. I really don't care. You know, if you can understand, then good. If you can't, this ain't the place for you. And it's as simple as you go and find the other 799 billion other people in the world to listen to. So when I move back, it's like this negative looming spirit casting over, you know, where I moved to. And although I tried to come back with all of the knowledge that I learned from, you know, moving around the country and stuff like that, and being in the military and, you know, having different jobs and being in different nonprofits and helping folks out and stuff like that, I tried to bring all of that knowledge back when I came back. And it's like the rejection was heavy. The rejection of people, you know, because they did not want the help, and they did not want my help specifically. Like, who are you? I would get that a lot. Who the F are you? You know, and never mind the fact that I was trying to help. That didn't matter. What mattered was, who was the help coming from? That's what they was looking at. And if the help wasn't coming from somebody that they idolized, or was their favorite rapper or actor or actress or something like that, then it was a problem. It was a problem. You're not helping just to be helping. You're helping because you're looking for something in return. And there was just so much rejection, you know, and I had to take that and be like, you know what? All right, I'm gonna step back. But I stepped back, and my heart was broken. So I was silent for a good little while, and that's why y'all haven't heard from me. So now that and not that my heart has mended, you know what I'm saying, because the world continuously gets worse to me. So it's not that my heart is mended, it's just that I'm kind of ready to start talking about some of the things that I've been through and taking some time out to do that thing. So that's probably what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do it here, because the benefit of doing it here versus doing it on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, which I have perspective wisdom for all of those, is that I don't have to show my face. I don't like what happens to people when they can associate a face with something that they dislike or something that they don't understand, you know, and it's not even about the ridicule. It's more about the way that people attack you when you're genuinely trying to do good. It's like they can understand when you do bad. You know, if I was out here doing bad, you know, knocking over banks and robbing people and stuff like that, they can understand that. They can also even be entertained by it. But when you show your face and you're trying to open up a soup kitchen for the homeless, or you're trying to do a food drive or back to school drive for the kids that are struggling against school supply, oh no, that's you have committed the eight deadly sins all in one act, you know. And it is weird that the world has gotten like that, and it's hard for people like me with my temperament to understand, because first I get hurt, then I get closed off, then I get confrontational. And by the time I get the confrontational, usually there's no turning around for me. I'm at where I'm at, and I don't care about nothing, you know, and I don't want to be like that. So what we'll do is we'll start using this as little mini therapy sessions. You know, I'll get up here and I'll just start talking about the things that I go through and how I see life. And you know, hopefully that'll help some people go the opposite direction or learn how to deal with the things that, you know, they don't want to deal with, really, but they need to. You need to. This world is getting increasingly worse, increasingly bad, more selfish, you know, all of that type of stuff. And if you don't have the right coping mechanisms, it's going to swallow you whole. And that's what I don't want for people. I don't want people to be swallowed whole like I was. And I'm still fighting to get out of it. So I'm not saying that like I'm healed. I'm not saying that like I'm, you know, sitting on the perch looking down. It's none of that. I'm at the ground level, and I'm talking from the ground level. I'm talking from out here in the field. So anyways, I just wanted to give y'all that little bit in peace, and we're going to pick this up probably in a couple of days, maybe Tuesday or so, because, you know, I'm a truck driver, so, you know, I rolled over something in the road that came off the back of somebody's truck, and it just destroyed the under part of my truck. So I'm waiting on my truck to get fixed. So I got, you know, got a little bit of time. I got a couple of days to sit here and chat it up with y'all, and that's what I'm gonna do. So we'll get into these conversations. For now, I just wanted to get up here and apologize and say my bad for the 13 listeners that I got on a regular basis, you know what I'm saying? And and that's it, man. My bad, and I'll get back to it. I'll talk to y'all later. Thank you.